Greetings, friends. You're tuned in to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 238. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network focused on entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Look us up at weownthistown.net and follow us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to get updates about the latest episodes from every show on the network. We've got a mailing list over there on the weownthistown.net site where you can get a weekly reminder about all of our releases, or you could just subscribe to our shows in your favorite podcast app. Whatever podcast app you're using, search We Own This Town. All of our shows will come up. Just start smacking those subscribe buttons. We really highly recommend subscribing for making sure you don't miss out on anything. If we can grow this thing, we can keep it going. That starts with subscriptions. So help us out. Subscribe. If you want to get in touch, if you want to write me about anything on We Own This Town, reviews, music, just whatever, what's going on in your life, hit me up with a DM on Instagram or Twitter, or email me directly at michael@weownthistown.net. I will get back to you. If you haven't been listening, be sure to go listen to the latest episodes of Into the Wormhole with Larissa and Lauren. It's our Star Trek podcast. Liquid Gold, that's our All Things Beverage podcast. And The Hills Are Alive, our movie musicals podcast. Really entertaining and enlightening stuff happening across the network. You don't want to miss out on it. For this week's episode of We Own This Town Music, we're just going to dive right in. I've got 14 tracks queued up, and I am confident you're going to enjoy. It's a real swirl of flavors. So don't skip around. Just stay tuned in. Let's kick it off with Katie Kirby, Ken Sable, and Savvy.
I lost my best friend. I never had him. He's disappearing off a ledge. I guess he left the way he came.
Thank you. Cardi, I told her to meet me over at my suite. To LA, you know me, LA, you know me, yeah.
She came from London, and she brought a friend. Yeah, they both took in, and they look like twins.
Like Zach and Cody, I'm back with my brody. We just bet the hoe, she a Gemini. And she brought a homie, and she looking lonely. And if you look closely, they look alike. She Aquarius, and she curious. So I think that it's kill like the cat outside. Like some outcast, I'ma keep it three sets. Sit back while we bump this equipment on.
We did a show at the hotel,
so they let us stay there for the free.
What's going on is a no-tell.
So let's keep this shit like in a key. Niggas is suited, I feel like most B. She want the dead like we went to the sea. We both blind like her name was Ashley. What did you think? You thought it was sweet. Life is so sweet. Like Zach and Cody, I told her to meet me over at my suite. To LA, you know me, LA, you know me, yeah.
She came from London, and she brought a friend. Yeah, they both took in, and they look like twins.
Life is so sweet. Like Zach and Cody, I told her to meet me over at my suite. To LA, you know me, LA, you know me, yeah.
She came from London, and she brought a friend. Yeah, they both took in, and they look like twins.
Just heard Savvy with Zach and Cody off of the brand new Boys Wear Pearls EP. We played a track from this on the last episode, but I declared at that time that it was so damn good that I'd play more from it right away, and there it was. I'm really blown away by this release, and I hope you take some time to give it a listen. It's linked in the episode description. Very convenient for you to check it out, and by all means, please do. Before that was Ken Sable and the track True Dive off the EP Salacious Crumbs, Volume 1. I will admit, I know next to nothing of Ken Sable, but the album art for the EP actually features the Star Wars character, Salacious Crumb, that little weird giggling guy that's next to Jabba the Hutt all the time. And it was just too perfect for me not to spend some time with. Could have gone either way. Could have been a horrible mess, but it isn't. It's such a fantastic body of work here. Salacious Crumbs. Thank you, Ken. Really enjoy that. And to start things off, we heard Katie Kirby with the song Peppermint off of the recently released full-length album Cool Dry Place. We've played Kirby on the show many, many times before, and now that the record is out, I'd like to remind you of why. It's great. The record surpassed all of my expectations in the best way. I've actually been hearing it a lot on WNXP lately, so I know I'm not alone in that. It's just a really riveting album from start to finish, and it's beautifully written, recorded, and performed, and just overall realized. It's beautifully realized. Plenty of tracks on there worthy of your Best of 2021 list. Give that one a listen for sure. All right. Let's keep going with some great new works. Here's the latest from Houston Kendrick, Wilder Water, and The Black Sun.
I don't do well in crowded places. I get shy, create new faces. Ugly vibes are so contagious. No chance to be courageous.
No, they wanna hang with me, I cannot really rock. That's why when everybody whoop, I just belly bop. Like when I walk up in a room, why my belly drop? Can we just take a couple shrooms, grab a jelly shot? Damn,
solitude sacred like a steeple. So I have a hard time interacting and relating to people. Does that make me evil? There's no way I'm evil, right? Right? I never really learned how to longboard like a cool boy. But I'm so much colder than a cool boy. Quick show of hands, who sees what I see?
Oh, just me.
I don't do well in crowded places. I get shy, create new faces. Ugly. No chance to be courageous.
Things they wanna hang with me, I cannot merely rock. That's why when everybody whoop, I just steady bop. Like when I walk up in a room, why my belly drops? Can we just take a couple shrooms, grab a jelly shot?
down.
I feel insane when I'm sober. Will the liquor help me never overanalyze everything, every move, every breath, every step?
I'm just like, why are we wasting our time investing in people we don't even like?
Damn.
Why do we think it's a crime to be like, I really ain't feeling your vibe? People be boring and evil, unoriginal, wanting a sequel. It's a whole lot of shit they don't see too. They be sleeping, they gone off as equal.
I don't do well in crowded places. I get shy, create new faces. Ugly vibes are so contagious. No chance.
I'm Who I am is not a mystery, except for the diaspora, bruh. They can't get another split from me. I need my masters, I need peace upon delivery. They getting drunk off hype and I just opened a distillery. Minus the smoke and mirrors, revisionist history. I'm here in the flesh, the epitome. Yeah, I'm healing myself, and now they sick of me. Relate to Dr. Sebi, I've been trying different remedies. Clear the energy with incense, sage the premises, frankincense the entrance. I'm working hard, don't fuck up the feng shui. I'm the yin and yang, okay? What else is there to say? I channel Zeus, I channel Midas. I'm on with the lightning, I know what the time is, don't try to remind them. Yeah. All accord in the plan, we did this here with our hands. DZ got a nigga thanking God in advance. DZ got a nigga thanking God in advance. Plan. We did this here with our hands. BZ got a nigga thanking God in advance. BZ got a nigga thanking God in advance. Ain't no reason not to remember all them cold nights in December. I've been running up a ticket, I'ma split it with my niggas. I need funding for the babies, you believe in black business. Manifest, you gotta want it. Gotta go deeper than hundreds, I see that right on the money. Nobody know who the one is. Big bankroll on a nigga who don't give a shit. Being broke with a good idea, the equivalent. I know how it goes. Gotta get some business about yourself if you tryna get some gold and the wealth. Ay.
Today is not the day to close your eyes.
Top of that set was Houston Kendrick with Ugly Vibes off of Small Infinity, due out April 23rd. That is the second single from the record, as far as I know, and I'm very anxious to hear the whole record. Orally and visually, this one is absolutely special. Sort of like that Pink Sweats track we played on the last episode, pigeonholing this into a singular R&B genre is not going to do it justice. I can't wait to hear it in April. I don't have much more insight on it right now, but two tracks have really just floored me. Can't wait to hear more. After that, we heard Wilder Water with the track When I'm With You, featuring Aaron Ray. I actually played a track from this back in December when the album was posted to Bandcamp, but they pulled it down and gave it a wider release, which was a good thing because the whole EP is out now and it's definitely worth your attention. Songwriter Aaron Schaefer-Heiss put together five tracks with a unique guest on each one, including Andrew Combs, Aaron Ray, Kashana Armstrong, Creef, and Shelly Fairchild. As noted in the liner notes, it's a mixtape, but it's all from the same artist with different lead singers. So, sort of like Mark Ronson in a way, if you want to make that comparison, at least in terms of execution. Spend some time with it from the link in the episode description. There's a lot of really good songs on there. I would venture to say all five are definitely great. And we closed with The Black Sun, featuring A.B. Eastwood and the track Thanking God in Advance. We actually played The Black Sun last week with another single, and the episode before that, we played another track that he featured on. I'm really loving his style and cadence and overall vibe. Definitely give his Instagram and Spotify a follow. You don't want to miss what's next, whatever it may be. I'm definitely on board for it. All right, let's keep going. Next up is a mini set that I'm hoping tells its own little story. This is Dee Dee Island, Pickup Sticks, and Jessup.
Yeah. on the wall tells the things I shouldn't see. The letters forming words that mean too much to me. And brick by brick I'm building. Our room is far too small. How the ground's crumbling beneath me. And I have no place to fall. So if you're dealing with the daily, I swear it's not a sin. And I promise you at some point I'll dig us out of the mess we're in. Now you could be my savior, my lover or my friend. I'll be first these cracks between us. I'll have to try and mend. I'm coming to terms with it, but I haven't got there yet. You're the only girl I've ever loved, but never really met, met. So if you're dealing with a deadly, I swear it's not a sin. And I promise you at some point I'll dig us out of the mess we're in. This cannot last forever. Oh, that I've been assured. But from God or from the devil, not sure by whom we'll be cured. So until we're finally rescued, or until we're finally damned, are the flames of our desire. So if you're dealing with the deadly, I swear it's not a sin. And I promise you at some point I'll dig us out of the mess we're in. So if you're dealing with the deadly, I swear it's not a sin. And I promise you at some point dig us out of the mess we're in.
Turn this car.
All right. Top of that set was DD Island with the brand new single, Get High. We've played DD Island on the show before, and let me tell you, when he wants to embrace that raucous rock vibe, he nails it. I love all the weird guitar tones, and his emphatic vocals really do it for me. I'm told there's more singles coming soon, so keep an ear out for those, or just stay tuned in here, as I'm sure we'll play them. After that was new-to-me band Pickup Sticks with the track Dealing With It Daily off of the self-titled record Pickup Sticks. This was another case of just cruising around Bandcamp and seeing some alluring cover art that I just had to pay attention to. It's a buffalo warping through some sort of triangular gateway. Any verbal description won't do it justice, but it's very cool, and it works well to let you know that this band is working in some Americana vibes, but not in your traditional style. Click through on the episode description to hear a little bit more of that. There's a whole album waiting for you. And we close with the debut single, My Daily Existential Crisis, from Jessup. I got an email informing me of the existence of this, and apparently Jessup used to be in the band Cave Mode Shake, which we played on the show previously. Good to hear that he's continuing on with some new projects, and this is a great taste of what's to come. Get in on the ground floor with Jessup. This is the debut track. You're hearing the very first release from Jessup. You're there. You did it. If you weren't paying attention to the song titles we just played, that was Get High, followed by Dealing With It Daily, followed by My Daily Existential Crisis. I think that's a nice little self-contained story myself. All right, let's shift into another set of new-to-me works. This is Grow, Young Robot, and Snail Mail.
I am an onlooker in my life. One day I wake and you're at my side. I thought you were a stranger.
Pineapple and eagle, only wanna go and we go.
Dying sun, beating summer trauma. I forgot how hard my bed got. Don't look at me like that. I open up my arms, can you see that? I thought you were in danger. I don't wanna break. How many hits can a heavyweight heart take? I've seen the floor before.
I'm at my eagle. Oh, they wanna go and we go.
There's no drama in my step. You left early and the walls wept. I dreamt I was a mountain.
So many dreams.
No, and I couldn't cry or say goodbye. I thought I was a stranger.
My life, my ego. Only wanna go if we go. Free that slightly. So many dreamers slightly.
You just heard Snail Mail with Cave Snake from the split release between Snail Mail and Pale Mail. Say that five times fast. Snail Mail, Pale Mail, Snail Mail, Pale Mail. That track is a bit atmospheric and a bit scary and a bit droney, but that's what I like about it. Nashville is all kinds of music, not just pop or hip-hop or Americana or rock. It's also really fascinating ambient music. I'm very happy to have it on the show. Click through in the episode description to hear that whole split. Really fascinating work. Before that, we heard Young Robot with the track No Name. That's a band that calls their music, quote, transcendental sad boy party anthems. I love the description, but the jury's still out if it's sad boy or not. I really like the spacey style of the song and look forward to hearing more. This is the first single from the band in 2021, but I'm told that there are multiple new singles headed to our ears this year. Go give them a follow now so you don't miss out. At the top of that set, we heard Grow with All My Friends, a song that I've had in the queue forever and just now got it placed into the playlist in a proper place. If memory serves me right, this came to me via a list of recommendations from Thad Kopeck. It's a fascinating song, definitely carrying a gentle vibe, but takes some interesting turns. I get almost like a gospel vibe from it sometimes. That came out in May of 2020, and I haven't heard much since then, but I think that just means there's probably more from Grow on the horizon. I'll keep an eye out. All right, let's end this episode with two more tracks, one from Jack Silverman and another one from Katy Kirby.
Thank you.
Top of that short set, you heard Jack Silverman with Mixed Signals off of the forthcoming EP, Now What? In full transparency, that one is coming out on YK Records, the little Indian town that I operate. So my inclusion of that track here is massively biased. That said, it's a great song. I'm biased, of course. I think it's a great song. That sort of haunting vocal you hear cut in and out is actually radio interference that Silverman experienced while recording the demo. He liked it so much, he kept it for the final version. It's a wise decision, in my opinion. That EP is due out March 26th on all the streaming services. And we closed with Katie Kirby and Secret Language off of the album Cool Dry Place. Why did I play two Katie Kirby tracks in one episode? Well, for one, it's a great album. So great, it's deserving of two tracks in one show. Secondly, it's my show. I get to set the rules, and no one told me I couldn't play multiple songs by the same artist, and if they did tell me, I wouldn't have to pay attention because they're my rules. Yeah, the real reason is I like both songs, and I didn't want to have to pick between them, so I didn't. All right. That's our show. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You'll get updates about all of the episodes from all of our We Own This Town shows. Visit our site at weownthistown.net. Sign the mailing list. Subscribe in your favorite podcast app. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This thing only keeps going if we keep growing it. So please subscribe. Email me if you want, michael@weownthistown.net. I'll be able to get back to you in a reasonable amount of time, maybe not instantly, but hopefully quickly enough. Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Take care. Keep wearing a mask. Watch that vaccine news, and I'll talk at you soon. Bye.